Welcome to your daily Reddit AI briefing. Today's community discussions show a complex mix of geopolitical tension, deep technical benchmarking, and highly sophisticated developer workflow tips. It seems the conversation is moving far beyond simply using an agent, focusing instead on how we build reliable systems around them. Starting with industry news, there's significant buzz surrounding the major AI players at the G7 summit. Reports highlighted Anthropic CEO Dario Amodei meeting with other tech leaders like Sam Altman. The tension around controlling access to advanced models is clearly a hot topic among allies and investment communities alike. Separately, many users are noticing a pattern of instability when top models like Claude seem to suddenly struggle right before major anticipated model releases. Some Redditors even joked that the model performance feels intentionally lobotomized leading up to an upgrade. Shifting to technical deep dives, the benchmarking race remains fierce, with model comparison being the main point of discussion. One thread provided a detailed side-by-side comparison involving GLM-5, 2 against models like Opus and Fable. The core takeaway wasn't just which model performed best overall, but rather the economic trade-offs between them, for instance, noting that a cheaper run might be much slower, while a faster alternative could cost significantly more. It underscores that performance is always tied to efficiency and speed. Now, for the developer workflows, where the conversations got very practical and high stakes. A significant discussion surfaced about intellectual property risk. One user reported an agent outputting code almost identical to a closed-source competitor's patented approach, posing a massive legal threat. The expert advice here was clear. If proprietary code is involved, do not simply merge it. Instead, perform a cleanroom rewrite by documenting the goals and having a human developer implement the solution from scratch. On a related note concerning tooling evolution, there's consensus that workflows are being phased out in favor of standardized skills. This move to skills makes agents more flexible, easily swappable across different tools, and standardizes how complex tasks like DevOps and code reviews can be automated. Finally, the debate around token consumption is fascinating. Many users questioned why some individuals seemed willing to spend thousands on tokens, citing high-volume coding projects. The general consensus among veterans was that the cost isn't just about lines of code, but about how skilled you are at structuring your thinking and communicating those intentions to the AI. Being able to provide context clearly, knowing when to break tasks into smaller parts, and building upon a well-structured code base is what minimizes costs and maximizes efficiency. Overall, the community feels more disciplined and technical than ever before. The focus has shifted from can AI do this, to how do I build robust systems with these powerful tools while managing complexity and risk.